First play of the fourth quarter is a fullback dive. Fitzpatrick on the carry. Dalen leaped over one of his linemen. Takes the ball down to the 31-yard line. It is third down and two, we'll call it.
I've been really impressed by his running, Fitzpatrick's running. Hard running, pretty fast, and he takes contact well.
Yeah. Well, he has proven that even the best defenders from all was he.
Yeah.
Had a hard time taking him down. Third down and two. Rivich, the quarterback for the Tigers, again hands off to Fitzpatrick, makes two men miss, dives across the 28-yard line and gets a first down down to the 27.
Just good vision for a running back. Really good vision. Sees tacklers, would-be tacklers, evades them for the most part, or, like I said, runs through contact.
And for a guy who's not that big, Andy, he's only 5'7", 155. He's hard to bring down, and that's 2 weeks in a row. Again, we're not talking about the elite defenses in the conference. I don't care. Rivich under center. Hands off Fitzpatrick again, and this time he gets hit right at the line of scrimmage and still pushes forward to the 25. He's still got 2 yards out of that when he should have got probably nothing.
Exactly.
Second down and eight. Clock down to 10:30 left. Warsaw 56. Wauwatosa 6. Student section still strong here at Wauwatosa. Mostly just parents and grandmas and grandpas now. Everybody else has just gone to find something to eat. And there are plenty of places
in this
town.
Yes, there are.
For exactly that. Second down from the 25. Rivich. He'll fake the handoff. He'll pitch back to Terry. Terry turns upfield, 25. He's to the 15. He's to the 10. He gives a stiff arm and scores. Zamari Terry with a stiff arm. However, there is a flag down back here at the 26-yard line. This is coming back.
Yep.
Holding against Warsaw. That's too bad. Zamari with a really good run there. Yeah,
very good stiff arm, too.
Oh, that was Derrick Henry-esque. Put your hand on the helmet and just shove the guy out of the way.
You're going to have to earn that tackle.
There you are. That's one of those Zamari can see that guy this winter at the basketball game or something and go, you know, even though they called a penalty on that, I still owned you on that play.
Yeah, he did.
10-yard walk-off moves the ball back to the 36-yard line. Clock continues to move down to 9 minutes left. Stay tuned after the game final scoring. Final stats, play of the game, and the drive of the game. Have to think about the drive of the game. Sometimes it's easy, sometimes not so much. This might be one of those not so much nights. Rivich, again, keeps it this time, and he's going to be thrown for a loss. Actually, where they're marking the ball, it's no gain. I give him credit to the 36, and it's third down and 10. Rivich was going to keep that and run off right tackle. The Warriors were able to push the lineman from the Tigers back in the backfield and blow that play up at third down.
That's one of the first times that we've seen all night where the defensive line for Wauwatosa is able to get some penetration.
Totally true. Tigers have two wide outs on the near side. Wings on either side. Fitzpatrick in the backfield behind Rivich. And they're going to pitch it back, and here comes Terry again. Being chased from behind, gets hit at the 38, and he'll go down back at the 37. Most of the starting defense still in there for Wauwatosa. So these are the JV kids, like the backup JV kids. It's a loss of a yard back to the 37. It's fourth down and very long coming up for the Tigers.
Yeah, and I know that's something for Wauwatosa to build on, to cheer for. But, yeah, you're right. The reality of it is these are guys that, like I said, aren't even on our 2D.
No, sir. Warsaw on their fourth quarterback of the night. Fourth down and about 20. And whistles sound. Warsaw took timeout. We'll take one. 7:14 to go. Warsaw 56. Wauwatosa 6. Back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Fourth down, Tigers. It's a passing play, and Rivich throws too high for Fitzpatrick. It's incomplete. And the Tigers turn it over on downs at the Warrior 37-yard line. 6:59 left to go. Clock running because Warsaw is up 56-0.
Not a lot of play calls when it's fourth and half a mile. And you're
up by 50.
And you're up by 50. You know, don't mind the pass call there. Get him some reps there. But fourth and long, just that's an uphill mountain.
Yeah, what do you do?
It's not going to – not tough.
It's about the only thing that's gone wrong for Warsaw this whole night.
Well, the reality of it, they're going to be playing tomorrow morning.
Yes.
You know?
Correct. First and 10, Warriors from their 37-yard line. Option play, late pitch back. This is Pike, and Pike is – don't check that. That is not Pike. That is Evans. 8, not 3. And Evans will get pushed out of bounds at the 41-yard line. That's a gain of 4 yards and a first down carry for Wallasee.
If you're Warsaw on defense, you want to make sure that you hold them out of the end zone for a second time, limiting them to the one touchdown. You know, the shutout's gone, but let's not get double digits.
5:38 left to go. Again, the clock continues to run. Andrews still the quarterback. And he'll option it to the right, or run up the middle, and good yardage. Out past the 45-yard line, short of the first down. New guy on the carry there for Wallasee, and that is Colton Lorty. Did I read that right? Lorty, L-O-R-T-I-E.
And that was Logan Ellison on the tackle, making a good open field tackle.
That's ruled to be a first down out to the 47. Option play right. This time the quarterback's going to keep it, and Andrew will pull the pile to the midfield stripe. They get 3 yards. Second down and 7 coming up. Warsaw with 28 points in each of the first two quarters. Led 56-0 at halftime. Which means in their last two first halves, doing the math in my head, I'm struggling a little bit. 105-0 in the first half the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Fullback on the carry up the middle. Brace the ball carrier. Again, that's the same young man. Tackled by Kennedy and Moore. Lorty on the carry. Gets to the Tiger 47. Third down and 4 coming up for Wallasee. Option play right. This time Andrew's going to keep it, and he'll turn up field. And he'll get hit and pushed out of bounds, but he'll get a first down inside the 40-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 39-yard line. First down, Wallasee. Clock continues to move. 3.5 minutes left to play in our first game.
This is where our bend don't break defense has got to come up strong. Giving up a little bit of plays, some yardage here.
We'll get you the final scores from the other conference games, although they might still be going by the time we get to that point in the postgame show. Option play right. Get Lorty up the middle. Gets 4 yards to the 35. Second down and 6 coming up for Wallasee, who will fall to 0-4. Tigers will be 3-1. They'll be 2-0 in the conference with a road trip to Dunlap next week. Take on the Concord Minutemen. Craig Kohler's bunch will be ready for the Tigers. That should be a pretty entertaining football game. Option play right. This time Andrew's going to keep it. Runs to the right sideline. Gets inside the 30 and gets pushed out of bounds for what looks like another Wallasee first down. They're going to mark him out at about the 28-yard line. First down, Warriors. As they start to rack up some first downs here in the late stages of the contest.
Liam Kennedy was in there trying to rip that ball out. He was almost successful, trying to do everything he could to get that ball out.
From the 28 of the Tigers, Caden Andrew takes the snap, rolling right, gets grabbed by the jersey, and still gets inside the 35, goes down at the 34, so that's a gain of 4 yards and a first down carry.
It's a race against the clock at this point.
2 minutes to go. Tigers up by 50. Caden Andrew goes under center, ball in the near hash mark. Oh, ran into his own guy. Lorty will get inside the 25 and go down to the 22. That's a gain of 3 yards.
Tackled by Dylan.
And it will be third down and four.
See if we can hold them here from getting a first down. I'd like to see fourth and short with the game clock winding down.
Andrew on the pitch, trying to go left. Turns up field at the 20. Going to be close to first down. I think he got the first down to the 18-yard line.
He did.
And the ball carrier is Luke Lehman. 29, Luke Lehman. Clock still running, down to a minute to go. Warriors in a hurry-up offense. And they're going to pitch it back. Oh, it's a low pitch back, and the Tigers are all over it. Evans trying to get around the right side of the line, could not.
Is it Hunter Dillon?
No. Kamen Delp. 93 on the stop for the Tigers in the backfield. Loss of four on the play. Second down and 14. Clock continues to move. Option play right. Andrew going to keep it. Turns the corner. He's the 15. He's down to the 10-yard line. Short of the first down. The Warriors coach is trying to hurry them to the line of scrimmage. The clock continues to move. 18, 17, 16 seconds. It's second down and one.
Told you it was going to be a race.
Andrew takes the snap. Hands off right side Lorty. He's got a first down inside the 5 to the 4. The clock is going to run out, and that's going to do it. Warsaw wins 56-0 over Wauwatosa, and the Tigers are taking the W trophy back to Warsaw with them once again. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw wins tonight 56-0. Just a few seconds ago, athletic director Matt Binkard and one of the sons that this trophy was created for, one of the Reef sons, came out and helped present it to the Warsaw Tigers, and you thought they'd won the sectional. They were so excited to have it, jumping up and down, holding it, taking turns holding it, and celebrating now in the west end zone here at Warrior Field, victorious in the W game by a score of 56-6. Time for a look at the only scoring of the second half. That was a 33-yard run by Braden Pike with 3:57 left to go in the third quarter. The run for two failed. It was 56-6 at that point, and that's where we stayed for the entire rest of the second half. It's time for the drive of the game, brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road. Stonehenge is ranked as a top 10 course in the state with immaculate greens, fairways, and tees open to all. Enjoy a Scottish-style links course right here in Winona Lake at Stonehenge. I'm going to do this really simply, right, because there's a lot of different ways you can do this. The drive of the game is supposed to be the most important drive, and the most important drive was Warsaw's first drive, which wasn't really even a drive at all, but given what we have to work with, we're going to make it that, because normally a drive is 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 plays, and you march down the field. No, Warsaw took the opening kickoff, ran it to the 40. Quentin Brock took it the rest of the way. A 60-yard run on a pitch sweep to the right side of the offense. One play, 60 yards, 14 seconds, touchdown Tigers, and from there they were never challenged. And that's the drive of the game. The first drive of the game, it's brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course on Pearson Road in Winona Lake. Warsaw wins 56-6 over Wauwatosa. We've got the final stats coming up next on News Now Warsaw.